Hi, folks. You're listening to the Kale Institute's Community of Practice podcast. I'm your host, Yoni Gordon. I'm also the program manager for Communities of Practice, which is the name of our ongoing meeting series designed to be a topic-centric conversation about the challenges and successes of staffing early childhood ed classrooms. These meetings take place usually on the second Monday of every month. They happen over Zoom. They're at 1 p.m., and we would love for you to take part. Because they are topic-centric, these meetings are open to anyone for whom the conversation would be relevant. That could be someone from the sourcing partner side, to early childhood ed center directors or HR reps, or even classroom leaders and curriculum developers. Basically, anyone who might have some input or could benefit from taking part in these conversations. We will give you some info at the end of the episode about how you can join these meetings if you aren't already. I recently visited the LEAP School here in Sudbury, Massachusetts, to learn a little bit more about what is challenging for them right now in terms of hiring new staff, and what seems to be working, and what strategies are they using to keep the strong staff they have currently in place. There were a lot of great insights that came from this conversation, so I'm going to waste no time and let Dina Savitz, Director of Operations at LEAP, take it from here.
People are not going into this field the same way they were. And when I first started working here, anytime we had an opening, we had a stack of resumes and we were selective. We would go through and say, oh, not this one, not this one. We could pick. Yeah. And people are not going into this field anymore. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can see that at the university level. It's not a career that people are you know, tracking for. So I think out of all the hiring that we've done in the past easily 5 years, but probably 10, I think nearly all of it have been lateral hires. I can't really remember too often hiring somebody out of school. We don't so much as see people go to other schools as much as we see people leave the field as a whole. Mm-hmm. And it's because they know that here, optimally, when we are fully staffed, we take very good care of our teachers. So if you want to do this work, this is a good place to do it.
The LEAP School has a kind of revolutionary practice when it comes to time off. Rather than having teaching staff take vacation time throughout the year, the center closes for 5 weeks, and staff are encouraged to take their time off then. They also get paid time off as well as some time for professional development. Here's Dina again to tell us a little bit more about this.
So we have 5 weeks during the year that that were closed. And part of the reason that we came to that, I've been here 32, 33 years. So I've seen a lot of these changes and was part of how those decisions were made. And it used to be that, you know, everybody would have their allotment of vacation time and we would all take the vacations that, you know, we wanted and people would cover. And we had basically from January through May, somebody was on vacation every week, you mm-hmm. know, just as we spread out people's time. And it was always this feeling of we're always jumping into cover. We don't have the consistency that we want to see for our kids yeah. because there's always the shuffling that needs to happen as people take their breaks. And so we moved to a schedule where we closed for 5 weeks of the year and asked people to prioritize those weeks for any kind of extended vacations. Mm-hmm. And then we can offer much more consistency to the children. Mm-hmm. And so parents were really happy with that. Yeah. And initially they were like, wait a minute, you're having these closures. But we said, but listen to what you're getting for that. You're getting a more professional and higher caliber of staff because they see the value of that. You're getting much more consistency. Your child's not having, you know, 6 weeks in a row of a different teacher, you know, helping them at nap time or something. They're having the same teachers. They're having the relationships be prioritized. And teachers also really appreciate that when it's vacation, it's truly a vacation. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're spending 2 weeks prepping because somebody's going to cover for you. Mm-hmm. And then you come back and you've got all this work to catch up on. You know you're off the clock and you're truly really just resting.
Yeah.
And that's a huge value as well. And then there's also closures that we have in our calendar for professional, other professional responsibilities. Like, for example, just recently in June when we had our graduation happened on a Tuesday, the next 3 days the school was closed to families, but teachers were working to to close down their rooms and prep for the summer. We'll have a similar week of that at the end of August, where the school is closed to families, but teachers are here working, preparing for the fall spring session. And then we are closed for some professional development days. I think there's four of them over the course of the year.
These are the kinds of best practices that we learn about in our community of practice meetings. If you're interested in seeing some more of the takeaways that come out of these community of practice meetings, I recommend that you reach out to us and go to our Padlet page. Padlet is the name of the collective note-taking tool that we use for these meetings. There you'll find the Padlet from our most recent meeting, the topic being examining the past month of operations, where you'll find some strategies ranging from having children come to school with sunblock already applied so that when it comes time to going outside, there isn't that epic transition period of getting everybody in their water clothes and getting sunblock applied to them, to one center that in order to make sure they had enough coverage, rewrote one of their roles with their board of directors to create a role that is half administration and half teaching. There's great insights in these meetings. We try to capture all of it on Padlet. If you're interested in joining, please send an email to me at ygordon, that's the letter Y, G-O-R-D-O-N, at kale.org. We'll send you a registration link, and then you'll join us for the next meeting, which is on August 19th. As always, please let us know how we can support the work you do. Until next time, this is Yoni Gordon, signing off.